George Stanford is our guest on the Cafe today, a singer-songwriter now living in California. We here at the Cafe once knew him as one of the mainstays of the jam band Town Hall, where he got his start and played trombone. He'll play a set with his trio live on stage at World Cafe Live in just a bit. There's been quite a transition to the honed singer-songwriter who has a major label EP and debut album out this spring. I asked George about how Town Hall formed and how his singer-songwriter career started.
I met the guys in Town Hall during my one and a half year stint at University of the Arts, where we were all studying and playing jazz. And so the band was formed there, and we subsequently all dropped out to hit the road and try to do the band thing. And it's funny you called us a traveling hippie band, which I guess to some degree we were. But, you know, I've always been enamored with songs and the concept of painting a picture and, you know, sonically and lyrically within 3 minutes. And so, you know, the band got constantly grouped in, playing with different, you know, quote-unquote jam bands, which was cool, great music fans. But I was always much, much more drawn to songs. And so that's kind of, you know, the evolution that led me to where I am now.
Now, you ended up going from here to L.A., and what transpired there?
Well, I went out to L.A. I felt like I needed... Philadelphia is my hometown, and I love it here, and I think I'll always consider it home. But I needed a change. I mean, the band broke up, and we had been doing our thing for over 5 years at that point. And I felt like if my thing was going to pop, I needed to go somewhere else. So I went out to L.A. because I had a network I knew that I could plug into there of engineers and musicians and producers, and I felt like I could hit the ground running going out there with my guitar. And sure enough, I did. Now I'm back. I left LA again. I'm living on the road, basically, and calling Philly home again when I'm not.
Well, there you are. You have this great voice, and as you say, you have a real knack for these 3 minute songs that kind of tell a story. But sometimes that's a hard sell in the music business. And what happened?
Well, I first got noticed by the music industry by. I wrote a song with a very talented guy here in Philadelphia named Dave Tozer. It's a song called Heartbeat, and it's a very simple melody and message. It has a very classic sensibility to it, the song. So he was in New York and kind of on a whim played it for somebody in the Sony building there, and they reacted immediately and got me on the phone and asked if I would like to meet with their boss, who was out in L.A. at the time. And it so happened that I was in L.A. as well, working on some demos. And so I, of course, grabbed my guitar and ran down to Santa Monica, where he was, and met with him and talked with him for a half hour or so and played him Heartbeat and about four or five other of my tunes. And it was a very honest and genuine and immediate reaction that this gentleman had. And directly after that meeting, you know, he said, "I would love to be involved and do something with you." And so that's kind of what got me noticed.
That's great. Do you have that? You don't have that demo, do you?
Actually, I do. That demo is the same one that appears on my EP, Heartbeat. I tried re-recording the song twice, and each time it just came back to whatever that magic was that was in that room that one time. It was just captured right.
Well, let's listen to it. This is from the demo and from the EP that has been out in advance of George's album. This is Heartbeat.
The time for love is here, so let go of all of your fears. I'm just looking for a heartbeat. Let me know you're with me. So much things we said, let's come together instead. I'm just looking for a heartbeat.
That's Heartbeat, and that is the demo that made it onto the EP. Now, what have you found out about going out on the road as a solo artist? You know, I know you spent some time with Town Hall, but it's a different thing putting songs across alone, I would think.
It's much different. It's much different. And I'm touring, as you said, I'm touring with a trio now, but I did a lot of touring and playing here in Philadelphia as well, just by myself on stage. And And that really, I think, gave me the confidence to put the band together and to get the band where it needs to be, because it can be a challenging and scary thing to be up there by yourself. Nothing to hide behind, no drums to play a little louder if you forget lyrics. You're up there and you have to deliver it. And it also made me think about distilling my songs and my performances as it coincides with the production side of things, just distilling it to the elements that need to be there and ditching all the rest.
Well, we're going to hear what that sounds like as we head to the stage at World Cafe Live. George, best of luck, and some, you're about to hear some good tunes.
Thank you so much. I'm truly honored to be here, and thank you so much for this great opportunity.
They said I need to tell you to set me free, but I don't want to let you go. When my situation gets me down, I think about the way we used to run the town, and now you won't let me go. It's the sweetest thing I've ever known. My own worst enemy. I can't get enough when you sing to me. The people wouldn't understand. I'll never be an independent man. My own worst enemy. The only thing I ever need. Oh. would sing to me that people wouldn't understand. I'll never be an independent man.
Thank you so much. All right, this next tune I'd like to sing for you is not my own, but it's actually one of my favorite songs. I saw the guy who wrote this play down in Old City about a year ago, and it just really moved me when I heard him sing this song. So we're going to try this one out for you. If you recognize it, sing along. I'll do funny things if you want me to. I'm your puppet. I'll be yours to have and to hold. Darling, you've got full control of your puppet. Put another string and I'll kiss your lips. I'm your puppet. Snap your finger and I'll turn some flips. I'm your puppet. Strange.
gonna set this record right. Confess, come and get it all off your chest. I know how you like these things to go. Like me, how you wanna just take it slow. Today, we have to bury our old mistakes. Come clean, you tell your friends, but you can't tell me. I know how you like these things to go. Like me, how you wanna just take it slow. Pay attention to it. We were living with the lights off, saving for the big job.
Your day.
Big Drop, and that is going to be the title of George Stanford's new album due out this spring. That's George on stage at World Cafe Live. He's got an EP out now.